In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, and a hearty welcome to the Wild Magic School Bus. My name is Matt, and I'm so glad you could join us on another adventure. Here at WMSB, which stands for Wild Magic School Bus, by the way, we like to leave everything on the table, so here's a very quick heads up. In this Dungeons & Dragons podcast, you might come across instances involving fantasy violence, language, mature themes, and other subjects that some might find unsettling. So, listener discretion is advised. Now that we've covered that, crack a back window and get ready for a grand adventure.
Being coy.
There is a fine line between cute and toxic. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wild Magic School Bus, the most unprofessional D&D podcast you will ever hear. I did it that time. I, of course, am your DM, Calvin Piper, and these fine folk play the game of D&D with me. Tonight's prompt, players, you go around and introduce yourselves. What is the worst candy, in your opinion? Mine's going to be Peeps.
Is it
because you don't like Easter?
Yes.
I got so excited to answer that I inhaled some of my own hair.
No, you're good.
hair is
all been
worst.
There.
Hair is a bad candy. What up? Terrible. I'm Zach. I play Kestis Thimbleweed. He's a centaur druid. And I think it's an abomination on this earth that those freaking little wax bottles with the gross liquid in them, mm-hmm. I think it's terrible that those exist.
Any of the wax candies is bad. Matt's face says, it doesn't matter what any of you say, I know the real answer.
I'm excited for what
Save him for last. I just think it's gross that, like, it's like a whole wax bottle, so the whole thing is sort of chewable, mm-hmm. but then on the inside, there's, like, there's a glorp in there. It's glorp inside of those, I think.
And you can't eat any of it. You just have to chew it for a while and then go, I think I'm done.
I think I got all the stuff out of there.
Yeah.
And now I spit out this big ball of wax.
It's a worse gum.
Yeah.
It's a worse gum.
One time in like middle school, I don't know if gum can go bad or if I just like got a weird piece of gum.
It can.
But have you experienced this where you're chewing a piece of gum and it doesn't hold its shape? And then it's just like, I was on the bus in middle school and I was like chewing a piece of gum, having a great time. And then slowly it dawned on me that the gum wasn't being gum anymore. So then I just had this mouthful of like gum paste. But I was the last stop on the bus and I didn't know what to do.
Paper mache gum.
Yeah, so I just kind of sat there with a mouthful of like...
It sounds like bubble
gum slurry.
It is interesting. It's like the different states of matter. You know, people, you get all excited when you're like, well, plasma, that's another state of matter that I didn't know about. And bad gum.
Gum is already one that's hard to explain. And then what if gum was more confusing?
Yep.
Grandpa would always have juicy fruit either in like the side pocket of like his car door or like in his pocket.
You mean the candy?
Juicy fruit, the gum.
Yeah, I mean, just not juicy
fruit. He didn't have
fruit.
A juicy fruit
yeah.
in there.
Yeah, he just kept juicy fruit there. But that one was one of the most prone to disintegrating, and I don't know if it's just because, like, the integrity of it was compromised due to, like,
juice.
Heat. That.
And juice. I mean, if you want to talk about bad gum, zebra stripe gum. You had all of maybe a minute of flavor, and then everything. The flavor went away, the gum went away, everything.
I mean, they made that back in the early days of gum and confectionery. You know? We didn't have iPhone.
They had just invented sugar.
Yeah.
My name is Michelle, and I play Nell Webb. And I, for the record, like weird shit. I love weird tasting stuff. Mm-hmm. I cannot stand black licorice. I think it is vile. I think it is heinous.
Do you like anise?
In some things.
Children.
Wow. That sounds almost nothing like the word that they're thinking of. In some things, yes.
What is anise?
It's the component like that makes black licorice. It's like a spice.
Is it A-N-I-S?
A-N-I-C-E? No.
S-E.
There's a couple S's in there. I don't know.
A-N-I-S-E.
It's like A-N-I-S-S-E.
Because I think I used to call it anise.
Anise was a young sorceress and alumnus of the magic school at Aretusa in 1272.
Okay, star anise.
A-N-I-S-E.
Oh my god. I like love that Will's phone will automatically tell him a Witcher related answer to anything.
You don't want to hear about the spices.
Bill Clinton. Look it up. Bill Clinton. It's going to like be like.
Show me a wizard named Bill.
Oh, wow. But yeah.
Anisette is an anise flavored liqueur that is consumed in most Mediterranean
countries.
Why
are you saying anise?
What?
Say anise.
Anise.
No, it's
fine. I also don't like Jaeger for the same reason. The first time I was tricked into drinking it, I was like, oh, it should be good. People talk about it.
I really like that flavor on its own. Mm-hmm. I don't like it to be a part of anything. For instance, like black licorice. Like, it's like if you give me the seed, I'm like, okay, cool. I understand why it tastes that way. But I don't like that people put it in Italian sausage.
What?
Like, if it's if there's a little bit of it, I'm fine. And it's like, oh, okay. Because it just gives you that the smell.
Aromatic kind of.
But when you can taste it in a food.
If I'm going to eat anise, I'm going to eat anise by itself.
That one got me.
Yeah, I get it.
Oops. All right, amen.
It's like, but. Oh, like, but? I've got a Margaret Weiss infection.
Like Weiss? Oh, goodness. Anyone else want to do their candy so we
God's
can move
sake.
On?
Margaret Weiss infection?
It's a Brooklyn Nine-Nine moment. Mm-hmm. It's an all-time Brooklyn Nine-Nine moment.
Top tier.
I'm Will. I play Barius, the Tabaxi Sorcerer. A candy that I really, really don't like. Truthfully, I think Twizzlers are very, very overrated. I don't see the appeal.
Agreed.
Hot take.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
That big Twizz guy.
Ask me what candy I love, dude. Don't ask me what candy I hate.
What, Margaret?
Will's just a lover, not a hater.
Bingo.
Who were they talking about in that episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
It was Diane Weiss.
Okay, because Margaret Weiss, I was like, that's
Margaret Weiss is the author of Dragonlance. Yeah.
I don't remember any Dragonlance
so
deep
Boyle
cuts
goes,
in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It got even better.
No. So
they need
Boyle,
to make a new season where they do
Boyle's
that.
Talking to Peralta, and he says he watched a series of musicals over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you could say I had a real Diane Weiss infection. And then he pauses for 30 seconds. He's like yeast?
Yeah, it's a whole...
That's good.
That's great.
My name is Maddie B, and I play Wyatt Masterson, the Heron Gone Rogue. And I would probably, I guess, say like Raisinets.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They're
gross. Go roast. Yeah.
A strong choice.
I never go out of my way to eat them.
No, never.
But like if they were there, I'd eat them.
I would not.
I don't care if there was a fire and I had to save the whole orphanage to eat two Raisinets.
You did kill a fictitious jail inmate, so... That's
yeah, that tracks with you.
I'm sorry. Who knocked on the door?
I beg to differ. I think you, your character, mm-hmm. Had some anger issues. And
no, 100%.
You
guys
killed
him. All right, moving on. It's canonical.
Okay, two things.
No, one thing, Drew. What's the worst candy?
No,
we're already 20 minutes into this intro.
Are we really?
Pretty close.
Wise.
See when you. When you exaggerate like that, I just don't believe anything you say. The worst candy is when, like, people try to tell you that, you know, like, hey, to replace sweets, why don't you, like, eat an apple? No, you shut up. You know,
so
I don't even like
doctor.
No,
don't tell me to eat a fruit to, like... replace that. That's stupid.
Cotton candy grapes.
It's exactly the same as cotton candy.
It isn't. Okay, but
Calvin's passed away.
Oh, so wait. So I can just go on forever? Okay.
As long as his eyes are closed, you can keep going.
Hold on. I like the idea of coming up with terrible substitutes now for different foods. For instance, we were talking about the wax in the bottle, and that made me think of like comparing it to gum and how it's much worse than gum, but it's kind of like gum. And then that made me think of Gushers, which is gum with, right? Gushers is gum with
glorp.
No, glorp but in it. But I get
what's
where you're coming from.
What's the gum with the glorp in it?
I don't know, but it's not Gushers.
No. You're thinking of the Icebreakers gum.
Okay,
Gushers
there was
has
there was
the liquid
a,
in
there
the middle.
There was a gum that had the liquid in the middle.
That's Icebreakers okay. gum.
What's the point of
so, that? So, like, the version of that, but we can make hip, you know, hippie, like, health versions of that?
So what, like, hemp with jojoba oil
I mean,
in the
I
middle?
Think it should just be beeswax with, like, olive oil.
There, okay, so... There is a gum that exists out there on the market currently being sold. It's called Simply Gum, and it is tree sap based. Oh, and no. I got tricked into buying it once. It looks like little turds. And
oh my God.
It is
I'm
the most
it and
it's
I'm
the most
it.
Heinous gum you'll
are we
ever
gonna have
do.
To eat it next
is
week?
Is it made with anise?
No.
Anise?
Yeah. Calvin, it's not funny when you're the immature one.
Get it together.
It was funny, Calvin. Don't listen.
Did you say
to
what your worst gum? Would you say what your worst candy was?
Yeah, when people tried
fruit
substitute. Yeah, fruit. Fruit. I hate candy and fruit.
There's a sampler
equally.
Pack on Amazon for
but I really hate when people lie okay. about them.
That's fair. That's
you know
fair.
What? You'll get it, and you'll become a truther too.
I am fairly certain Simply Gum has a beet flavor.
I know they have like
delicious.
Oh, grapefruit. I'm sorry. Grapefruit, prickly pear, cayenne, and sea salt.
Oh, they've got one that's
because
ginger
I love
flavored.
Chewing on
thank
a,
God
on a stick of cayenne.
A spicy oh, piece yeah. of pear, prickly pear.
Here's
spicy
what they look
cactus.
Like.
Yum. That doesn't look like
it's
food.
Rabbit turds.
It's literally. I'm telling you.
But it looks like the rabbits had a little too much calcium in its diet.
Yeah.
That like, doesn't look like.
That's
food.
Not a healthy rabbit.
No. I'm gonna try to wrangle all these people back together, and we're gonna jump into episode 24.
125.
25.
We just did 24.
Last week when we were here.
25?
In the same clothes.
That's a quarter of a century.
25 of the Wild Magic School Bus.
Glorp.
You'll never catch us.
I think glorp is going to be the new out phrase.
So the last time we were here...
Can we just play
the... Party.
Anytime we try to do two episodes, it's train wreck.
The party had endured a many day journey through the lands of Udall, through forests, over plains, up mountains. All while in the back of jail wagons in a magically stunting stupor. For everyone in the party had been accused and convicted of crimes that they may or may not have committed.
Didn't.
Nope.
And sentenced to... And sentenced to a trip to the void. The... band was brought to the port city of Balmoral in these wagons and loaded aboard a prison vessel known as the Wicked Bertha. Loaded below dock, the ship set sail and began to make its way over the ocean to the famed location. And that is where we find ourselves tonight. So, it's been 2 days. Since you loaded on the ship. Your first day, you were given more of the sweet water to drink. But this is now day two, and your food hasn't been brought to you yet. As you're all kind of sitting in here in this kind of seasick stupor of some kind, the hatch to below deck opens, and several deckhands come down, and one by one, you're all lit up. About 30 of you are lit up onto the dock here, and or the top of the ship. You're all brought into broad daylight. As you're all brought out here, the sun is beating down, the sound of waves hitting against the sides of the ship, the gentle rocking of it back and forth as it goes over a wave and over a wave. As you come out onto the top of the ship and look around, you can see no sign of land. From every direction you look, the expanse is water. For some of you, this is a terrifying perspective, as some of you have never left land. Nevertheless, as you all are out here, you can see you're all brought out, all in your, all still chained, manacled, you know, hands and feet. As you're all brought up, you can see standing on an upper deck looking down at you, there is an individual holding the steering wheel of the ship watching you all. This individual is dressed in a long, piratey trench coat, balding, pointy ears, slight tusks coming out from its upper jaw, with gold caps on the ends of its tusk. Resting atop one of its shoulders and slowly kind of meandering back and forth across the shoulders is this mangy-looking brown tabby cat with a large golden loop in one ear. As it just kind of watches with these uncanny, like, orange eyes, just kind of, like, staring down at everybody. But it just kind of meanders back and forth across the shoulders. And this individual looks down at all of you as you all kind of stand there now, you know, all in a group looking up at him. This individual looks down at all of you and goes, "Right. So you don't know my name, but you may address me as Captain. My full name is Captain Underdolly, but that's not for you. Captain is best. You're aboard my ship, the Wicked Bertha. We are heading on a many-day voyage to the Void. Now, I don't know if any of you are gonna know what it's like to go to the Void or ever come back from it, to be honest with you. But suffice it to say that it's not gonna be a pleasant arrival. So, I don't know what your crimes are. Honestly, I don't care. But while you're aboard my ship, you'll be of use to me. So, no more of whatever that shite is that they give you on the way here. You board my boat, you work, until we get to the end of our destination. If you cross me, if you try to run, you can go over the side of the ship. Good luck finding land. Ain't nothing for days. But, that's the modicum of freedom I give you here. You'll be safe. No harm will come to you. Do your jobs. Eat your food. Get your rest. Does that sound like an amendable agreement for all of you? And at this point, it's been about close to 24 hours since you have had your last meal. And things are starting to, like, make a little more sense. It's not gone, but the bright light and the fact that you haven't eaten any of this, you haven't drank any of the sweet water for almost a day now, you're starting to feel a little more yourselves. But you understand his proposal. And one by one, most of the other prisoners immediately just nod their heads and are in agreement. And as they agree, immediately a crew member comes up to them and begins to unshackle them and let them go. As you all, as this happens, most of the prisoners immediately begin to move into groups and are pulled different ways. Some of them are pulled to go over to the Rigmaster. Others are pulled to the Quartermaster, who is beginning to talk about prepping food for the day. And you all, as you're kind of standing there, are approached by a goblin who's been barking out orders. He walks up to you. He's wearing basically just like a leather vest that has shrunk due to like just that weather and salt water, so it looks like it's almost like a shell more than a vest. And he just kind of—he's
wearing a sports bra,
kind of, but like a hard case sports bra. But he walks up, princess.
And his nipples are showing because it's open in the front.
He walks up and looks at you all, and he's like,
"All right, so you got any skills?
I do.
I mean, we got mad skills, bro.
All right, you'll be a good use to us here." You'll all be working directly under me. I'm the first mate. You can call me Up and Adam.
Up and Adam?
Up and Adam is my name.
You can call me No.
I don't need to know your names. That's you're all going to be on our ship for a few days, and then you're going to never going
to
see
me.
Wait,
how many days is it going to take to get out there?
About a week if the weather's nice.
I have a question.
Sure.
Who would know if you just didn't drop us off in the void, but maybe, like, you know, dropped us off somewhere else?
You trying to bribe me?
I'm just saying, what if we just proved to... Yes.
How much you got on you?
Nothing at the moment.
Hey, it's a problem. Most people try to bribe us, but we don't do nothing.
Well, give me enough time on this ship, and I can steal just about as much as you want.
You feel free to look around. We keep no valuables aboard.
The hell kind of a ship is this?
Prisoner transportation.
That's it. You're just pretty much. Drop us off at the void.
That's our job. Get paid upon arrival.
Wait, there's something. Someone there pays you?
But not by the prisoner. We just have to arrive, right?
Wait, what is the void? What?
Have you ever been to the void?
No.
Sounds about right. The void's a prison, son.
Oh, I thought it was like, you know, a tear in time and space.
The void is
what is happening.
One of the largest and oldest prisons in all of Tarimol. It's where they send pretty much the worst of people who they never want to see the light of day again.
Then why did why are they sending us? We're good, nice guys.
Clearly it did something.
We were at the wrong place in the wrong
time. We got framed.
You know, did you know that? Did you know that we got framed for killing my grandfather? And then my mom took the whole, like, control of the...
And I made a shawl for that bitch.
Oh, and she... Yeah. At this point, no qualms in calling her a bitch.
Do you know I've never been on a boat before?
Underhanded bitch.
It's all quite fascinating.
Actually, that's... You look really weird on this ship. Like...
I'm not really built for all this lateral movement. I'm sort of forward and backward, and there's a lot of side to side.
Here, lift up one of your legs. You know how a three-legged stool will, like, you know, be secure on any surface? Maybe if you just lift up a leg. Is that better?
Don't you worry. I got a job for this one. and he immediately sets off to assign you all to jobs. And most of the jobs are pretty much just anything on the ship. You're kind of like the gophers of things.
Cleaning the weapons in the armory.
There are no weapons in the armory.
Can I work on a flag?
You may not.
Steering, navigating.
You also may not. It's
just wait
until
take a second ship.
The only person who has a consistent job is Kestis. Kestis's job is to go to the middle deck where all the oars are, and any day that the weather is not favorable, many of the prisoners and crewmen have to row. Kestis's job is to keep time.
Oh, the voices are going to love this.
Wow.
Wow. Sorry, I had to do
that. Oh my gosh, you're going to learn so many shanties.
Shanties. Oh.
Oh, we could do that one really depressing one about the river that really derails the whole evening.
Yeah,
the one the girl sang?
If you sing that song, you spend an extra 3 days at sea. I'll tell you that right now.
How did it go?
Which could be good for
who
us.
Who gives a fuck about that song?
But nevertheless, you are out at sea for the next few days. This is going to be a little more... I want to give you guys a little more time to be awake and oriented during this part of the travel because you're not in a stupor. So if there's things or conversations you'd like to have, we can allow those on this trip before you get to the void, basically. But suffice it to say, the first few days go by with not much in the sense of like anything crazy going on. The captain keeps to himself. Mostly steering the ship, mostly keeping an eye on things. The crew is amicable, I guess. They don't really engage with you guys. The first mate, Uppin, seems to just gives you your jobs, and if you're doing a good job, you're cool. And if you're not doing a good job, then he'll say something about it. But that's pretty much it's pretty straightforward for most of you. That's too loud. So yeah, you guys have the time to do whatever you want out here. Well, not whatever you want, but whatever you would like to
escape,
think or do.
Yeah. Not go to the void.
Learn.
But yeah, if there's any conversations or
anything
you'd
like
to do.
Find my father and that keep that I got.
Oh, yeah. You could do that. They're both right over there. That's easy.
Perfect. I thought that's why you
your
introduced
them. Your father is in
boat.
The keep.
funny enough.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He's been daily just ridding it of the monsters that have been.
He has been this entire time. He's been doing the job for
you. Your dad's basically Van Helsing.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's what I tell him. I'm so proud of my dad.
Dad, you're basically Van Helsing.
My dad could beat up your dad.
If your dad was a vampire.
You're my father.
I bet your dad could. If my father were still alive and your dad's age, I still think your dad could beat up my dad. He's a bad dude. Your dad?
This is Drew and Zach talking?
Yeah. Your dad's a bad dude. I've heard.
Yeah, he has a history.
He was in a gang.
Okay, because he was in the play Gangs of New York does not mean he was in a gang.
I think we did this joke at one point. I think I made the joke, was he sharks or fins? Like,
oh, we did talk about your dad. Sure. All right, sorry, I thought it was a big reveal.
Damn it. Jet, okay, go.
Cut that and let's make up for last time. What do we want to do?
Sharks and jets. I was like, jets and fins. Sharks and fins. I was like, no, it's the
sharks have
ocean.
Fins.
Yeah, sharks
jets,
have fins.
I guess jets also have fins.
Jets also have fins. Oh my god.
Sharks have jets.
Fins are the universe in which it was the sharks and fins.
Multiverse theory, you got it.
Okay, we can't just make up anything and say it's real because the multiverse.
Uh-huh.
Marvel has ruined us all.
I would like to, if possible, is the captain preoccupied?
Most of the time he keeps to himself, but after a few days, if you'd like to try to approach him, you can certainly try.
I'll do it.
No, she wants him preoccupied. He's going to sneak around doing terrible things.
Okay, so you go up towards the helm at one point, and you can see, as you go up there, the cat is sitting on the post where the wheel in front of the wheel, just kind of cleaning themselves, and they regard you with their bright orange eyes as you walk up, and the captain is looking at a map as they have one hand on the wheel.
Captain.
It's Rumpelteazer.
Hi.
I have a question. What happened with the Vox? Maybe you might know. I don't know. Would you privy to...
Yeah.
That's a good question.
The transition of the Vox God. Not the God, but the Vox.
Popular.
Vox God.
All due respect.
God.
All due respect, I don't... I don't quite follow the Vox in... A zealous way.
Do you
catch my meaning?
Well, that's all right. I don't particularly either. That's my mother. But,
right, but I don't. So, like, anything that happened that is. Oh, God. Accents all over the place.
Make him master.
Just from Brooklyn. We're going all over the place.
No, they're very hard. I understand. You probably pick up
South
a lot
African.
Of dialects.
South African.
I know it was
South African.
I know it was. It was like right.
It was pretty good. It was right there.
Changed over.
It was good.
Went
I lost his accent. Here we go. No, I don't know.
Do you have anybody on here that would maybe be privy to that, or maybe just witness what happened?
You're welcome to ask any of the crew.
But you don't know anybody off the rip, do you?
Not off the top of not. No.
Not off the top of my head.
The man of few words.
Man
the
of
captain.
Few words now, yes.
Not too talkative.
Stop asking me questions. It's killing me. I'm having a stroke every time I have to answer.
Oh, you sound like Mike Myers in any movie. Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm back.
Hey. That'll do it.
All right, I guess I'll bugger off then. Thanks for leading the ship. What's the boy like? I'm freaking out.
Mel, ask him if it's like an island prison or something.
Are there coconuts?
In a sense.
Yeah, we do have a friend that knows about the void.
Not going to lie to you, lass.
I was going
to
ask him next.
Not going to lie to you, lass. It's not a great place. I've taken... probably hundreds of prisoners to this island.
Do you feel okay about taking innocent people there? Because we really are.
All due respect, everyone who's been on my boat has told me they're innocent.
Yeah, but I got expertise in persuasion.
Me too. More than you, I think.
Way more. Mine's the weakest expertise you could possibly have.
Kind of like an unarmed strike that deals -1 damage.
Oh, I'm long resting, by the way.
He just kind of looks at you sadly. And he's like, look, like it. This isn't the ideal scenario for you or any of your friends. But I can't help you. It's my job to get you where you're supposed to be, safely and alive. Well, in one piece at least. The kindest thing I can do for you is make it to where you have a little bit of your senses before you get there. You have to understand it's just business.
Is it just nothingness there?
I've never been. I dropped them off and I turn around and head on back.
You don't really take very many people back from there. Have you ever?
Can't say I have.
So there's
then again, it's not my job.
Well, whose job is it? Maybe I'll get in with him.
If you find them, you let me know.
I likely won't.
If you don't mind me asking...
The fuck did you come from?
We
all saw you talking to Nell, decided we come up here and talk with you. Up here, too. Right? Yeah. We're a team.
There's no jobs to be done right now.
If you don't mind me asking, your job is to just get us to there, correct?
Aye.
And once we're there, your job's done.
Aye.
So if it wouldn't, you seem like a businessman.
Aye.
Once you got us there and you did your job and you're out of, you did your obligation.
Aye.
If we managed to make our way back, it wouldn't be against your job to maybe take us somewhere else where there might be some sort of incentive for you, potentially. We could come up with something like that. You would be, still a man of your word and also maybe an entrepreneur yourself.
And what is the incentive, little one, to take you back aboard my ship?
I haven't quite figured that out yet, but that right. doesn't...
Well, once you do, you let me know. I'm man of my word, and I'm a businessman for sure. Money talks louder than any word.
Ask him what he wants.
I mean, you seem like you are quite the adventurer as well. I mean, do you have, anything you're particularly interested in? Maybe, is there something you've been looking for that you could use a couple of extra hands and we could help you out with that in return for...
You don't understand what I'm saying.
No, he was... Well, we don't actually have any right now, so he's wondering if there's like a target... No, let's not call it that. A place where you know that there is gold being held that we could liberate for you. We liberate things.
Right. What is it you're on my ship for?
A murder.
Most foul.
What do you call that? Patricide? But if it's grand patricide? Grand patricide?
But you didn't even do that.
I didn't, but he said, what are we on? No, I think that's it. I killed him.
There's no charges for theft or anything, right?
I do think maybe they mentioned thieving.
Right, so why would I take people who have been caught stealing and give them an opportunity to...
Nah, we were never caught.
Well, I think there was sort of a grand conspiracy involved.
Now it seems like we're outside of the conspiracy. Two things can be true at the same time. We are really good at liberating objects from whence they reside. And we have been falsely accused of theft.
Barrios is in the background, and he just gets... Excuse me. As he's swabbing the deck, just with a mop, he has a do-rag, an eye patch, and somehow a golden tooth. In our defense, not that it matters, but we have an explicit rule to only steal from those who are worse than we are. So, it doesn't matter.
Look, I appreciate noble cause as much as the next.
I have a castle.
Prove it.
Probably don't have the deed anymore.
Huh? It's more just a keep than
it
is a castle.
Hold on, doesn't the card always stay with me?
Do you have the card on you?
No.
Damn it.
he's like
really trying that wrist pocket, like both of them. Nope, really still not there.
Right. As I was saying, I'm all for noble causes, but you have to understand, I have been doing this for many years, and I've had many people bribe, threaten, attack me. It's just my job.
Okay. You seem like you could use some people here. I mean, how often do you go through crewmates?
No, very frequently.
Do you want to go through a few a little faster?
It'd be a real shame if a few crewmates died on the way to the void.
I say that.
I patch Danny's a real ass.
I say this because, I mean, I'd be willing to bet my servitude to you on this ship that we could get and help you get some gold if you have a target or if you have something in mind.
I appreciate it, but
you have the upper hand.
You can't pledge your servitude to me because you're already a prisoner of the void and I'm not allowed to. Only my job is to bring your body to the void, so I have to.
Only until you take us to the void and then we're of no. We can't help you.
Right, so for the next, like, week, you're just pledging servitude to me, which you already have to do?
So let's do it before
we get to...
when
he doesn't
want
to do something, he'll just sit down.
So let's do it before we get to the void. We get you some money before the void.
And how would you do that?
Pirating.
Fishing.
Sexy
mermaid.
Let's put it this way. We can't go anywhere, obviously. We've got all this water around us. There's no escaping, no stealing from you.
Right.
If you know where there's some gold, we can go and help you get it.
It's on land.
Oh, no, wait.
What, an island where we can't get anywhere?
What about rich mermaids?
It could be an island where we can't get anywhere.
I've never gone that far below the ocean.
Is he getting pissed with us?
There's too many.
I am. He's got all day.
Roll an inside check.
I'd love how forthcoming.
12? Doesn't seem annoying.
I love how forth. By the way, let me just tell you, I really appreciate how willing to.
What about a 22?
22? He is amused beyond belief.
Yeah. So
he thinks this is the cutest thing he's had. His interaction he's had.
Can we circle back to something you said earlier? You said you had been threatened. You have been attacked. Can you tell me why those? In what ways those didn't work out, and how they would have worked out in the other person's favor?
Right. So.
How could someone scare you better? What are you afraid of?
Allow me to explain this.
Boom.
Oh my god, he's going to go into song. He's going to go into a song.
I am the very model.
I am the very model.
Match me, come match me, come make me a match.
Oh, okay, Fiddler.
The captain of the sea, and I'll kick
you know,
your...
the ocean scenes, a fiddler on the roof.
Is that what that's actually from? Sea. Because yes. I was just singing it because it was on Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh my god, Matt. Wow.
He's only singing that song because it's Indiana Jones.
It's during the montage where he's getting dressed up as different ladies and he does the whole matchmaker matchmaker.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Dude looks like a lady.
Incredible.
Down out.
So.
Oh, hello there.
He looks at you and he says, hang on.
Brace yourself, Effie.
make a strength check for me.
I love that.
Who?
You. Make a strength check.
Winston's idea of foreplay was Effie, brace yourself.
8. He looks at you and goes, it's quite simple. And you immediately up into the air, 40 feet out into the water. Whoa. And he's just standing there, not breaking a sweat. He goes, if they can find a way around my abilities, then they could attack me. But, for the most part, I just drop him into the ocean.
I'll tug on his little jacket, like, could you actually bring him back? He's kind of like my bodyguard. I'm pretty little, so it's nice to have him around. Please.
Make a persuasion check.
Okay.
Hey, tell me what the clouds are doing right now.
Oh, that's a nat 20 plus 11. Ooh. So we're talking 31.
She's the captain now.
He looks down at you. He looks down at you for a moment and goes... All right, I promised you safety.
Thank you.
And he swings Connie back and drops down, but looks at you, and with
the most gravity you've heard in a voice says, keep your bodyguard in line.
Hey, listen, no more fooling around. No more of this nonsense, all right?
Like a
I'm your manager, for God's sake.
Yeah, if he's doing the thing, you know, there's like a banister in front of that. Yeah, Barrios is now laid out on the banister how cats lay on a tree. And he's, I told you it'd be a lot easier if you just let Hope die first.
The and other he, cat is looking down at you just asleep. Like, what the hell?
In this scene, you also see an exact duplicate of the captain's cat as Kestis has wild shaped into the same cat. So now there's like two identical cats looking at Barrios.
The captain's cat turns and looks at you as just like a weird, like that's a mirror image.
Kestis is trying to get him to sing a We Are Siamese song.
He's uncomfortable. So anyhow,
all right.
Thank you.
And then he stealths into invisibility and sulks.
That's fair. That's
He's
very
the
fair.
Bad boy of D&D.
That's very fair.
Give me my shadows.
As the seas wear on, the days.
Where's Connie? Where's the nearest shadow?
He's in a different
below
one.
Deck.
He's in a shadow, letting Hope die.
The days continue on, and you all enjoy the monicum of freedom that you have. Is there anything you guys want to do before we move on to the next?
One of those nights.
Sure.
Kestis pops up onto the deck, assuming that he's going to find Barrios under the moonlight.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Stark nude, just absorbing the moon.
Kestis tries
front or
really,
back
really difficult try to front? Not
sideways.
To
you,
be respectful,
are you mooning the moon?
I'm flipping almost like you would do with like a burger or something. Every few minutes, just rotating.
Do you just flop? Is it like kind of a kip up, but you just like end up on your other?
Yep.
So Kestis is trying really hard not to let his eyes dip and just make perfect eye contact.
Bless you.
And he says,
Kestis do a lot of peen staring?
He's working hard not to, because there's a naked cat man in front of him.
He's on his stomach when you come up to the poop deck.
Perfect. Barrios, I had a I don't know how to ask this sort of thing.
Go ahead, shoot your shot. And he rolls over to his side and is like this, looking up at you on his side.
Oh, on a bear rug, bearskin rug.
Not exactly. I you remember that sort of moon beam thing that I did back at the when all of the stuff went bad?
Vividly, yes. It was an incredible experience.
Thank you. I also thought it was pretty interesting. You know, when I met you, I thought you were insane.
That's fair.
But the more time we spend together, you actually seem to have sort of a sense of things.
Now that is high praise.
And I don't think I've stopped shaking a little bit and hearing voices for about 3 weeks. Do you think the moon could help with that at all?
So it's interesting that you bring that up, because when I did visit the moon in the Feywild and had a raucous event.
We don't talk enough. You met the moon?
I did. She's an elf. Yeah, it's surprising to none.
Right, of course.
Kind of what was illuminated to me. See, I've always told people that they could find their light underneath her radiant beams. But what I was trying to push on to others was that they should find the exact same version of the light that I have found under her beams. When the reality is, the moon shines her beams on everyone. What it shines upon is completely up to you. As he flips over to his back.
So, how do I talk to the moon to get it to shine on me?
Well, I think that's the beauty of it. It just She already is. Like, she is. Any time that you look up in the sky and you see her, she is shining. Her beams are radiating as you speak. So it's almost as if through her radiance and through that divine light, you find aspects of yourself that you either didn't know existed or were trying to repress because you were afraid of who you really can be.
Preach.
Okay. That sounded very with it again. I don't know how much it helped, but maybe I'll try. If it's all, do I have to take my clothes off?
Oh, absolutely not. Actually, I'll go ahead and put my pants back on. Like, I'm sorry, that must have been weird for you, our intimacy.
A bit, yes.
Tell you what. I'm going to go to the other side.
It's like walking in on your parents or something.
Yeah, and having them not freak out and yell and scream close to the door. And they're like, just like,
what's wrong,
yeah,
buddy?
Like, oh, let us tell you about sex.
Come here. Let me give you a big hug.
Please don't.
I'm going to hit your penis, Dad.
Anyway.
So Barius, continuing the conversation, just... It's like, I tell you what, I'm going to give you a little bit of space and a little bit of time up here. You don't have to talk. Like, don't feel like you need to fill this awkward space with words. It's only an awkward space if you make it so. Mm. So just take some time. Think about whatever it is that's on your mind, it's on your heart. And just kind of expose that to the moon. Clothed or un, it's completely up to you.
It's okay. Sexier if you're naked, though.
Okay, I can do that. Okay, thank you, thanks, Barius.
Of course, anytime.
And I'm gonna get. I don't know how busy the deck is at night.
It's fairly calm. There's a couple of deckhands up here.
They knew I was naked, so they left this portion. They left this
area. They're like, I'm not going near him.
Do we have a crow's nest?
There is a crow's nest. Yes.
Is it large enough that I could be Kestis sized up there?
I would say,
like, if you flew up there and then turned into Kestis.
Yeah. I'm gonna wild shape back into the captain's cat.
Sure.
And scamper up the mast and get into the crow's nest. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, each of the masts are covered in rope. Like, the entire thing is covered in rope. It just seems like they were made into giant scratching posts. So
perfect.
Yeah, that's great.
And then I'm gonna turn into back into Kestis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you make your way to the middle. I would say you make your way to the middlemost mast.
Perfect.
There is definitely a lookout on the front mast, and he does see you up there, but doesn't seem to make note of it.
I wave
and continues his lookout.
And I try to tune the ocean out,
mm-hmm.
and pay attention to what the voices are saying or whispering to me,
mm-hmm.
and just very under my breath repeat it all back to the moon. I don't know if I'm expecting to get anything from that, but that's what I'm doing this evening. It's just trying to receive the voices and send it back to the moon.
Make a religion check for me.
For clarification, you're on the main mast.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Barius is in the spot that he was before, just with his, like, standing up with his hands crossed.
Reroll that.
He's just got, like, a little glint of a tear in his eye as he's seeing Kestis up there.
That was so bad. I'm going to use my inspiration to reroll that.
Sure.
I have held on to that for four sessions now.
Don't even remember the joke, but it doesn't matter.
That gives me to a 10.
A 10. You begin to whisper into the night sky and look at the large celestial body that hangs up in the sky. And as you speak the words, you feel, just for the briefest of moments, as if something's listening.
as if it's not just talking to air, just for a moment. But as that happens, the quiet of your mind as you're saying these words begins to become more difficult as the voices in your head get a little louder than they have these last few weeks. I need you to go ahead and roll your charisma saving throw for me.
Good. Okay. Plenty.
Does Barrios know about the voices? Have you clarified that?
I've said it.
You said it in the prison. You're like, the boys.
In prison and things.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think you have explicit knowledge of why he has voices. Yeah, you feel okay, but there is definitely a hollow feeling in your chest the longer time goes on. You're not sure how long your luck will last.
Yeah.
But the night moves on. Anyone else attempting to create?
Is this our last night before we
get there? We're getting there. We're about halfway through at this point. I'm just trying to build it at dialogue. If you want to wait till the last night to do something, you're more than welcome to.
Yes, I'd like to do something a little less.
Sure. Absolutely. If anyone else has anything, we can go ahead and...
I would like to maybe ask Barrios about his time in the void. Please clothe yourself.
Are you asking him just... by himself, or how do you?
Ooh,
how do you
I would
want
wait
to do
maybe until the group's around.
Okay, yeah. So
I was like,
maybe
you yell, please clothe yourself.
I'd like you clothed at all times.
Tops or bottoms?
Yes.
Gotta pick one. So there's an evening where everyone is down in the galley, off to one side of the ship. Your food is around you. You guys are eating and just kind of having light conversation. It's probably the first time you guys have talked in probably a day or so, just being busy and stuff. But yeah, you guys, you're among friends here off in the corner of the galley. You're more than welcome to
Me
talk.
Me and my unheard servant are sewing a new flag for the ship. I know it wasn't asked for, but they need it, and it has the cat's face on it.
Go ahead and make a sleight of hand check to try to steal all this stuff from the quartermaster.
Oh, for sure. And I'm just like, I'm nipping clothes off of people.
You can see everyone's butt cheeks. She just took a square right out of the butt of everyone. Every single butt flap.
Unnatural 20.
A natural 20?
Yeah. I'm killing it over
the
here.
The way that thing flaps in the wind, though.
Yeah, you've at this point, haven't been told to stop.
which is consent.
That is...
Well.
Whoa.
We'll put a pin in that after the episode.
Have a good night, everybody.
None of them told you stop doing what you're doing.
No, we're not new.
Hold on, let's be clear.
No,
we're moving on.
I don't want to be any clearer than we've already been.
No, don't think we can be
She's
any more
doing
clearer.
Something to people to take advantage of them, and they do not
She's
notice.
She's taking advantage of them.
And because they don't notice, cannot say no, and so that makes it consent.
She's making them a flag.
They're getting something in return.
It's commerce.
We have to stop.
Yeah, for sure.
We need to move on from that. So you're down there. You're below. You're talking. Go ahead and go. Say what you want to say.
Mario.
Say what you mean to say.
Now that you've consented to this conversation, what was your time in the void like? What can we expect while we're there?
You can expect to be void of hope, which is why, again, from the onset, that is what I have explicitly clarified.
Is that like a mental state or is it an actual physical state?
It's like in all states that you could conceive. There's just not... I mean, it's a prison, for one, so there's not really a lot of happiness to be found. Most people that are there, again, believe that they were wrongly accused... in quotation marks. When you're there, there's not really an explicit plan of when or if you will ever leave there. It's difficult because you can always see freedom when you're in the void, but you know that you will never reach it. In theory.
Maybe I... in being far too optimistic. But what if this time it's different? You got out, right? You got out. Maybe hope is the people we're with this time.
Yeah. I'm sure
I definitely could figure out how to do it again.
How did you get out?
Tunnel here, tunnel there. Hardest part is the entirety of it's underwater, so...
Can I make a perception check?
Sure.
What are you perceiving?
I think that's an insight check is what you're trying to do.
Insight then?
Yeah, make an insight check.
32. That is gonna be a 27.
Yeah, I got a 19. So yeah, Pardo's definitely lying about something.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I mean, that's a bit vague. Tunnels here and there and stuff's underwater. Seems like if you got out, maybe we'd just try that again first.
Right. I'm sure they'll give you another litter box.
Oh, yeah, of course. And, you know, if I could... Yeah, if we can find the tunnel...
You're lying.
Okay. It's kind of hostile, but that's fine.
No,
that's fine.
Not hostile. Sorry, matter of fact.
What did you roll?
20.
Natural 20.
Natural 20.
Plus what? Do you have a minus to your insight?
2.
No, he's a monk.
Yeah, that's valid. Okay. Okay, well, why don't we
do this? I
mean,
you don't have to cut the bullshit. I just want everyone to know that it's bullshit.
Okay. Well, why don't we ask clarifying questions?
The problem with that is that if you're withholding, we don't know what questions to ask. So why don't you tell us anything relevant or not? It's your choice. I just want everyone to know where we all stand.
Okay. So truth, have been to the void. I spent about a year and a half there, 18 months, served my time. Was the first and only person in history to ever have been paroled from the void. Turns out I was part of Toggle Pocket's Scared Straight program. So I never escaped per se. I did escape in a sense that I was one of the few, only really to my personal recollection, that has ever been to the void and come back. But it was not necessarily due to my own abilities or persuasions that I escaped.
Okay.
Toggle Pocket bail you out?
Oh, is, you know, kind of part of that whole elaborate plan of like, oh, I own you. And also, the Vox wasn't too happy that I was quote-unquote peddling a false religion. So they wanted me in there anyway.
And that was your original crime?
Yes. If you remember, there was the whole incident that happened in the old ward, and the girl that died put her on the table.
So sounds like what we need to do is focus our efforts on petitioning someone on the outside to get our cases overturned.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
As he does this, this rings a bell, and Wyatt just goes and hits Connie in the butt cheek. Just gives him a good
plus one to your HP. Plus one to your HP.
Why would you do that?
You okay? I don't know how to say this without sounding harsh
and condescending.
You can't make an unarmed strike. You have no strength. You cannot make an unarmed strike.
In there,
mechanically impossible.
Pick up something and.
Okay, I'll pick up. I'll find something and pick it up and throw it at him.
There's got to be a harpoon on there.
This was an old whaling vessel. This was a whaling vessel.
Okay, fine. I will look around and see if I can find something.
Yeah, you got
an
plate.
Old whaling vessel. That plate. Was yeah. We've explicitly going, said has no weapons on it.
I will chuck this plate at Connie.
It's a missile, Connie. It's a missile.
Again, I don't think you have the improvised attack ability, so I don't know if this is gonna work. You know what?
You know what? Make a not improvised one of those pins that they you with the rope, those big rope pins that basically that's a cudgel.
Big rope.
It's a good throwing stick.
What are you? I like a, I like that part where he said, "You know what's not improvised? A tool that you could theoretically use as a weapon."
You know what's not. Tool, you know what's not?
Okay, okay.
Boarding axe. Every ship has boarding axes all over the place. Go get a boarding axe.
So you're going to... Or it doesn't have to be... Can I look around and see if there is any rope?
What if he sneak attacks him with an unarmed strike because he's not expecting it? So the sneak attack damage is like 2d6 on top of the -1. So...
He might get one in?
You might get a point of damage.
I will say, yeah, you can hit him with your plate and it'll do some damage.
With sneak attack.
Okay.
Sure. While Connie is talking about getting someone to like,
work for them on the outside, beans you across the forehead with his plate, and you take some damage.
My choice.
Yeah,
dealer's choice. Somewhere between 1 and 50
points. Oh my gosh! You imagine D&D? Dealer's choice. However much
lightning
you feel
like. Damage.
21 points of lightning.
I'm at death saves now.
We found Connie's weakness. It's ceramic.
Plates.
Oh no!
When I do this, does it jog your memory
What's in that one?
Two fails.
That's two failures.
You're so actually you're making death saves. What the
success?
Success.
Two to two. Give him inspiration. Give him inspiration.
No.
Wenty, you did it.
Okay. Two Wenty. Okay. Just go ahead and delete that character sheet.
Mm-hmm. Yep, just get rid of all of it. Zook thought he was dying tonight. No, it's Connie.
Connie's the whole reason we're on this ship.
He's the whole reason we're in this ship.
Did it work that time?
When you kill off a character in D&D Beyond, it adds dead in parentheses to
it
the
does,
beginning
it,
of their
in
name.
In case you forgot. In case you
dead.
Forgot. Okay, no, so you hit
funny.
Him.
He's dead.
You hit him in the forehead with the plate. And Connie falls to the ground dramatically and fakes his own death. And and you look down at your mark on your hand. Nothing.
Yeah, it doesn't do that.
I just stand on it. It didn't work!
What is it supposed to do, really? What was the thought behind this?
Supposedly it might tip somebody off as to where I am because I...
How do you know that the message has been received?
I mean,
because
normally
I did it.
Because I'd be back at home and my sister would tell me that she had gotten a ping, you know, sent some folks to investigate.
Well, was that dramatic enough? Do we need to have a ping several more times?
Like an SOS, like three in a row.
I'll hit him with an arm strike. Punch, punch, punch.
Oh, that's not going
to
work.
Guys, I think it has to be me because I have the mark.
Everyone descends upon Connie's right.
Make your rolls. You're beating 16.
You're about to get hit with cat's claws. That's 3 points of slashing damage.
17. 17 hit.
All right.
I mean, if we want to play...
Then, I mean, if we want
that's enough.
He's about to double hoof kick you, right?
Shotgun horse kick you to the chest? No, you're insta dead.
That's 7 points of hooves damage.
You get 1 point of damage from me.
Hooves, there it is.
Huh?
What'd you do?
3 points of slashing damage with my...
3 points of damage.
Does this much brutality draw anyone's attention? Or is it they're just like, yo, what the fuck?
We're just like curb stomping.
But none of us look angry. We're all just all kind of very like,
another beat in before they get to the prison.
They see you getting beat up, and as you're like on the ground, like breathing for a second, one of them goes, "Oh, you got Connie the Reach?" and someone else goes, "Yeah, I lost money on him," and a cup comes flying out of the crowd to hit you.
One more point of damage.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Deflect missiles.
It's a 17 to hit.
That's hits. Reaction deflect missiles.
Uh-huh.
Counter cup.
How much damage does it do? You have to roll against the damage for deflect missiles.
Counter cook.
Not a lot.
Thank God. D4?
Oh, so much. 2 points of damage.
Oh, that guard's dead. Mutiny started. Grab your improvised weapons.
I mean, it's 1d10 plus 10. Can I just not roll?
Plus 10.
Yeah, you don't have to. You don't have to. It's plus 10?
Connie's just like
crazy.
Grabs it.
Goes, out of the air.
No. Sorry.
Another cup comes at you.
It's for friends only.
Another 17.
Friends only.
One point of damage.
And she just
another cup from another side. Dick oh, I'll string gold on him.
Okay. What's capital of Thailand, Connie?
We're doing something different. You don't know what we're doing. Stop.
Go. I'm doing something.
If you don't want to stop.
Can I please have one cathartic experience?
This got really sad for a second. Like, we're trying to figure out how to get out of here, and all of a sudden everybody's throwing dishes.
Just throwing
at
haymakers at people. It's great. I love that
shitty boxer.
Doesn't he look sad?
Connie has been spending all of this time like rehearsing like everything he's been told by his family, who has been in jail, like all of the knowledge about how to like survive and thrive and live your best life and on the inside.
You pick the biggest one and you beat them up day one.
Is it basically just the prison mic scene from The Office?
You worst thing about
bell
prison
of the bull.
The Dementors.
Bell of the bull.
Oh wow.
Oh goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, but it works. That's legit here.
Except it works.
Yeah, that's legit here.
Okay.
Like Michael was being funny. Or not. He wasn't. It was funny because it's a comedy show.
Yeah.
But
it was actually
the reality. It was basically Survivor, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fantasy jail, that would have worked.
In fantasy jail.
That was Prison Mike. Prison Mike would own that prison.
So, the days continue until we reach the final evening of the trip. Word's been passed around the ship that you will arrive at the void by tomorrow. The final night, tensions are high, for lack of a better term.
I've got to.
Most
to
people are awake, but silent in their hammocks, in their bunks, down in the bottom of the ship. Barrios, you have something you'd like to do?
Yeah, I'm gonna go to the crow's nest because that's the highest point. Is it a clear night?
A lot of clouds tonight, but not fully overcast.
I say I'm gonna spend a whole night up there if I have to.
What?
Wait,
Barrios, before you go doing Marios. Something like that,
it's a me, a Barrios.
Can we talk, guys?
Of course.
We should get.
You know, we got one shot at taking over this boat. I think you know you. I think it's worth a shot. No? Why?
It's definitely not.
Why?
Connie.
Yeah.
He only dragged you back over the edge of the boat because I asked him so kindly and he acquiesced. He was doing us a favor. He could have dropped you in the ocean.
Yeah, but could he drop all of us if yes. we convince absolutely all, if we could. Convince all of these people to rise up? I mean, what, they're like how many
about prisoners? 30 prisoners.
And how many of the crew?
If you've been keeping track?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've been keeping track. Come make on, a, make a perception check. Keeping track.
Make a perception check. Yeah. Go ahead, make a perception check for me. That'd be
8.
Connie, maybe
I can tell there's at least 7 guys here.
Maybe you have not seen the voice of reason in all this, and just because we were wrongly accused and forced to go through things does not mean we have to subject an entire ship of people to that. And they have been nothing, truly nothing but respectable towards us, when they didn't have to be.
You've counted, just as I said, you counted about 20 to 25 crewmen.
Oh boy.
It's a big ship. It takes a lot of people.
Okay.
I'm guilting the shit out of you.
Persuasion off.
Oh, okay. Sure, yeah. Let's do it.
Why don't you guys just ask? What kind of hamburger helper is that?
Okay, I got in that one. Don't worry.
Me
about
too.
It. But you have more.
I did.
You failed
that's
less back.
That's a devil.
We're like, no, come on. Do what I want to do.
I think maybe Barrio should be in charge. Oh, boy.
Hey, can we agree just to do nothing?
Zook pops in between the two of you.
I've read a few novels about mutinies, and they don't ever really work the way people think they will.
Duke, have you been stocking up on the shrimp like you said you've been? Have you been pulling in the nets every night?
No.
And what? One falls out of his shell as he says that.
Slides it back.
With his flipper.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, does he have hands or does he have flippers?
He's a sea turtle. It's because he's in the sea. He's slowly, like Eevee style.
Oh my
slowly
gosh. He's turning into an animal.
Sink out into the ocean.
Water version of his.
From a turtle to a sea turtle.
Yep.
Yeah. Drop Zook out there. He's going to hate it so bad.
He's going to hate being in water.
That's a common misconception. I'm actually based on a tortoise, not a sea turtle. I do not like water.
I will, in fact, drown.
I live next to the beach because I like the beach, not the ocean.
I love the sand. I hate the water. I also don't like sand. It's rough and coarse and it gets everywhere.
Oh, God.
If I stay here on the beach too long, I'm going to get picked up by an eagle.
Have you ever...
A pelican will come.
Have you ever gotten fine gritty
oh my gosh,
sand
that's a
in your shell?
Worst, it's a giant...
A giant pelican
is a...
A rock pelican?
A rock pelican. It's the...
Whoa. This dude's got a swimming pool in his gullet.
That's kind of sick.
Hold on. Damn minute.
We're can right you make any bird a rock?
Why not? Who's gonna stop you?
His gullet's one of those inflatable hot tubs.
Yeah, a rock hummingbird? Oh my god. That thing's heart would be a nuclear power plant.
All right, let's move on to the thing you were doing.
Yeah, good call. That's smart. We should get on track. He goes up to the crow's nest and just waits for like a few moments of clear sky, or at the very least, not clouds in the sky. Mm-hmm. And is going to have a conversation with his beloved again. Mm-hmm.
You know, last time I went to the void, I didn't think I was going to return either. And then we had a second chance. I've learned a lot in our time together over the last several years, and I feel other people are catching on as well and understanding the power of your radiance. I'm going to go down to the void, and I just want you to know that even though I will be going down on you...
Jeez. You tried so hard to get through it.
Sorry.
One day.
Don't apologize.
Well, this whole speech was just to say that one thing.
It was.
He's still going. He's still talking. He's still talking.
No, I know. I get that. I get that.
Speech.
I feel like this time, where previously I was filled with naught but despair, I have reason to hope.
Why couldn't he be...
What?
Let him speak.
He's doing acting.
I'm doing acting, Dad.
I firmly believe that while I'm down there, I can teach others of your light and teach others about you and how to truly understand
themselves better. And while I'm there, I will search the seas for glimpses of your radiance. I am fully convinced that this time, going down on you will only bring us closer.
And Barrios then just cries into the crow's nest for the rest of the night.
Make a perception check for me.
15.
In between the hiccuping sobs, there's a moment where the sky's clear for a second, and you look up to the moon, hoping to glimpse it, and it's behind a cloud, so it's hard to see. But in the moving shadows around you as the clouds are shifting and the light is kind of breaking and disappearing, there's a shadow that stays a moment longer, and just behind you, you hear this soft voice that goes, "We do not lose hope. It merely dims, but never fades. Don't lose hope." As the clouds recede back over the moon, and Barrios spends the night in sorrowful contemplation. The following morning, everyone wakes up to see the sound of the ship's crew calling for land in sight, and you all begin to look out and see that there is indeed a parcel of land. As you all approach, you can see there's this island, maybe a quarter mile from one end to the other. The forest that surrounds this island is sparse for the most part, and eye level to your boat right now, so you can kind of see almost to the other side of it. There's no obvious mountains or anything in this area, but the glumness of this place is evident. You can see on either end of the island there are two large structures, parapets of some kind, with larger than humanoid figures standing atop them. The boat docks at a well-built harbor and immediately is pulled in and secured. Gangplanks are released, and one by one, all of you descend the planks to the island.
Upon disembarking the ship, is Captain anywhere where I could hand off?
He is standing at the top of the dock, and he's just nodding to everybody as you all... He's not nodding, but he's watching you all just kind of... This is not the first time.
I have given him a flag. The flag.
You hand it to him?
Yes, along with a couple of letters bundled in it.
What's the symbol on the flag?
Oh, it's the cat's face. It's the it's a little patchwork cat, and it has a little earring. I thought it needed an upgrade.
With letters in there?
Mm-hmm. Is it? So, it'll just be one to my folks, just to my parents.
Uh-huh.
I know you're probably not in the business of delivering letters, but if you were, could you perhaps see that this gets to my parents? At least let them know where I am, so they don't have to worry?
Make a persuasion check.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Be good.
22. Oh, nice.
Can it be an advantage? Because I did give him a flag that's pretty dope, so yep. I feel like...
He takes your flag, looks at the letters, and looks at you, and... pauses. And with less certainty than he's had in his voice, he goes... No promises.
I understand. Thank you for doing what you can, and thank you for at least being decent to us while we were here.
He nods and beckons, nods you off the ship. As you walk away, you see that he hands the flag to the quartermaster just kind of dismissively, but does tuck both of the letters into his jacket and heads back to his ship. Okay. The everyone else descends and makes their way to the island. It's hot. It's a little stuffy here, kind of on this side of the island. The wind is not blowing. But you come down to a pretty sparse island with a little bit of a forest off to one side. But you can pretty much see it end to end. It's not impressive at all. There's also no buildings. As you all come down, you can see there's one individual standing there wearing a very sharp uniform with like a hat that's kind of like an airman's hat kind of cocked to one side. He is flanked on both sides by about three or four, looks to be maybe administrative individuals with like clipboards and like, you know, different tomes and stuff, just kind of like sitting there writing stuff down and like going over things. But behind all of them, there's about six large constructs made of natural materials. There's like one that's made of this like craggy rock that kind of stands there just immobile. There's another that is made of what almost looks like dirty glass. The one made of like looks to be from probably trunks of trees that were felled on this island. But all of them stand there just inert, but look very much active. You can see the glow behind their strange kind of flat faces. But they all stand at attention behind this one individual who just kind of looks at you all. He's got a very crooked nose, and it looks like he might have a little bit of elven blood in him, but mostly he's just kind of a pale human, which is weird being on an island and being super pale. But you all 30 of you descend the steps. You see as one of the administrative individuals hands money to the first mate, who kind of looks at you all and goes back up onto the ship. The sharp-dressed man kind of smiles and goes, "Welcome to the Void. I am Frégish Collage. I am the warden of this island, and you are now under my command. Yeah? Yes?
Sure.
Of course.
Yes. All right. Yes. This is you. I say yes. You say yes. Yes.
I guess so.
Yeah. Did he say Frégish Collage?
Frégish Collage.
Hold on. Can you? Could I ask you to spell that? I just don't want to get it wrong.
You mean that? Frégish Collage.
Frégish Collage or Frégish Collage?
Frégish Collage.
Are you okay? Okay. Am I saying Frégish Collage?
I swear I'm saying it
right. Frégish Collage.
Frégish Collage.
Frégish. Collage.
See, I really think if you could spell it, it would help. Frégish Collage?
I think I got Frégish Collage with a D at the end.
Collage?
Frégish Collage.
Welcome all to the Void. This is where This is where you will stay. And this is...
Can we just call you sir?
Frégish Collage. This is the end of your life. You will not live here. If you try to live here, you will die. Very simple. Now... If there are no questions, we make our way to the Void, yeah? Come.
Actually, you.
And he turns around, and as he spins, kind of like sharp, like militarily, all six of the constructs activate. You watch as runes across their bodies come to life, and they flank in a box formation around the prisoners and begin to move them deeper into the island. As you guys move towards the center of the island, you can see there is one... structure. It looks to be this giant kind of blackened spot on the ground. And as you move up, it's because it's made of dark stone. But there is one skeletal device kind of hanging just in the ground. And it's almost like an old, like old-timey elevator cage where it's like got two...
Looks like a Russian mine shaft.
The door opens and all 30 can fit in there. So he steps back and he's like, "Here you are."
Connie's heart sinks because arriving on this island, this is like, imagine the first time that some New Yorker arrives on Miami Beach and he's like, "I'm home. I'm finally home." And then just this realization that he is not going to live on this
beach. The only island you've ever been on was Long Island.
Right. And that was somehow worse than this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he gestures to the cage, whereas most of the prisoners shuffle obediently to it.
The arms and legs he's ripped off of his pants and shirt, he's like gathering back up and trying to figure out, hey, can you put this back on?
I'm on it.
You're all loaded into this cage. The doors close, and Frigie's just smiling. He's like, goodbye, as he waves and...
I reach up and grab his necktie.
Huh?
Should I reach up and grab his necktie and pull him down into the abyss with us?
He's too far away. Right. He's probably saying about 10
feet back.
Stare
into the abyss long enough, it starts
I dream about doing that.
That'd be a rookie mistake on
the clanking of metal as it begins to descend and descend. And descend
in prison.
I plan on going transparent here pretty soon. That's what
the cage moves slowly, painfully, for about 30 minutes, ever descending down this shaft. There are bits of light, some arcane lamps kind of hanging off the sides as you go, maybe spaced every 100 feet or so, but it's just dark. The silence continues. You begin to feel the heat rising as you descend it deeper under whatever it is you're in. After about 30 minutes of travel, all of a sudden you break out of this into water. You're still in the cage. Water's not filling the cage, but the cage is now descending, free-floating almost, down and down. You see open blue ocean stretching all around you, as far as the eye can see, except for below you. For below you lies a cylindrical, massive, black structure that the cage is slowly descending to. This structure looks to be maybe secured to like an outcropping of a tectonic plate as it kind of hangs out into the ocean. But it just continues. Deeper and deeper and deeper. You look up and you can see the tiny little outline of the island above you. And maybe like where the cage would be like going up back into it. But around you is nothing but just ocean. Now you understand. The void is not darkness. It's nothingness. After another 10 minutes or so of this descent, time seems to just kind of lose all meaning as the light is now so dispersed and so thin down here that it's almost hard to see anything. With a grinding, the cage finally comes to rest in the structure, in the void. The top of the roof above you slowly closes. These stones, as it closes, water drains from the area you're in. And as you're all kind of standing there for the moment, just kind of waiting to see what happens, there's the sound of clanking metal and footsteps against wet stone as two lamps come into view, kind of blinding you for a moment before seeing two individuals, both kind of looking at you glumly and with not much posture ceremony. They both walk over and open the doors and gesture wordlessly to all of you. You all begin to follow them down these wet steps, down, 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 until you reach a landing. And out before you, this cylindrical building, the void, you begin to see what it truly is inside. Cells line the entirety of the cylindrical building, hollow, all the way down. Until it reaches the bottom of this rock face, this outcropping, where it meets the ocean floor, open. You can see individuals, you can hear the water down there as it is open down at the bottom, basically, and looks down deeper into nothingness. You see hundreds of prisoners moving in and throughout this place, all kind of moving at their own pace, all seemingly with a purpose, wordless, No sounds of conversation, no sounds of busyness, just the faintest essence of life in general. The two escorts who brought you guys down here turn around to you, and one of them goes,
"Right, want to sell? Bank up in it. Caden will find you in the morning."
And they both turn and walk away. At this point, you notice that both of them immediately go and walk into cells, hop in bed, and kind of go about their day. There are no guards down here. It's just you. Welcome to the void. And that is where we will leave you all tonight. We'll pick back up next time with the reality of this place setting in and what the party will do next. But until that happens, thank you all so much for playing. Thank you all so much for watching and listening. This has been the Wild Magic School Bus. Good night, everybody.
This was the Wild Magic School Bus.
Later, losers.
Yeah, later, losers. We're the losers.
You guys said you didn't want to be in the city anymore. I'm so sorry.
Oh, shut up, Calvin.
Yeah, that's, I mean, we me. Are. I don't think we're in the city anymore.
I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Wild Magic School Bus. I hope you had just as much fun listening as we do making this show for you. You can catch brand new episodes every Monday on whatever podcast platform you frequent. And while you're there, please leave us a review. Believe it or not, it actually helps out a ton. Have you ever wanted to watch us fumble around and be unprofessional? Then check us out on our YouTube channel to see the chaos in action. If you want to help support the show, you can join our Patreon. There you will find early access to the show, ad-free episodes, and more. Check us out on socials, too. Just search The Wild Magic School Bus on your favorite platform and give us a follow. We're always happy to make new friends. Thanks again for listening. Catch you guys next time.
Espresso, yeah, and normal coffee.
You guys are all saying all these like alcohol related things, and all I'm thinking is just the violence of independence, where it's like, yeah, don't do shots at your wedding. Like, don't do shots at your wedding, because you'll
have a car bomb.
Have a car bomb. I don't think any of these are things we
don't do shots at your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
White Russians. I don't know, dude. You make the joke
somehow. Even
I feel like that's a redundancy. I feel like that's a redundancy at this point.
Yeah. I'll give you this. Somebody else finish it. White Russians, is that anything?
You're the most procrastinative stand-up comedian. Like, fuck it. My boyfriend, I don't know, he does weird stuff.
I don't know. You guys like ever observe something weird?
Shout out a joke. Yourselves. Hey, come on, give me a joke.
Has something funny ever happened to you guys? Somebody tell me about it.
I would just like
tell us about it.
Who's got Band-Aids in their purse?
Get up here, Mark.
Will you pass the mic? Third row, pink top, pink top.
Y'all want to play a minute or win it game?
You turn into a youth pastor?
Oh my god.
That spent so their Tuesday good on a date and not preparing for Wednesday night service?
That is so good.
Hey, we've all been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, were you like calling people out specifically?
I think so.
I might have been calling myself out a little bit.
Used sauce in there?
No, I want the used sauce.
Oh, okay.
Ew.
Oh man, that's good though. I love the idea of someone just going up to like a comedy open mic stand up and just doing their youth pastor routine.
I would surely pass away.
I like the idea of going up to any job and just immediately outsourcing it. Like, I'm gonna show up tomorrow and be like, "Hey, do any of you guys know how to sing? anybody here play the guitar?"
Before I get too far into this set list, does anyone want to just...
I got a new job in admin, but this 13-year-old has, like, quick synapses, and I think he knows Excel more than I do. I don't know, man. He can do it.
That's like when Jana was telling you, just like, could you turn my computer on, and while you're at it, could you just go ahead
and you just type in my password? Yep. And then while you're at it, could you go ahead and pull up this program and then this spreadsheet, and while you're at it, could you just start answering emails?
I had the exact interaction with Kelsey last night, because she started wanting to watch movies downstairs, so I can hang out and mess around my computer, and she can watch her movies on the PlayStation, because she's got a bunch of old DVDs.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I got hoodwinked. Because she said she was going to watch the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Oh.
Not the case.
Oh.
Cadet Kelly.
It was goddamn Raise Your Voice. Oh, the saddest movie ever. And by the time I'm like, wait, why are they calling her Terry? Oh, because it's neither the Lizzie McGuire movie nor is it a Cinderella. But either way. She goes, will you show me how to put the movie in? Also, will you turn the PlayStation on? Can you turn on the TV? Could you get me to the main screen?
Baby, I'm a little bit thirsty. Like, all the time, Calvin.
She just knows you'll do it for her, and she loves
100%.
That.
I'm like, 100%. You're right there. Can you, while you're up, can you give me a glass of water? And I need a blanket.
Hillary Duff.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.